Episode 3027, Reclaim Your Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I know there are lots of things in your life that you would like to reclaim. I know you want time back, but today it's about health and wellness. It's time to reclaim your health. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Deep breath, because this is going to be a whirlwind. I'm just going to lay it out here on the line for you. Life can overwhelm us to the point where time is not on our side and we become desperate for hope, not knowing what to do next. My friend, it's time to reclaim your health. Now, I just made literally a few notes because my last 24 hours has been a whirlwind, a positive whirlwind, but it's been project after project, child after child. It is just a very busy, busy, busy time of our life, but I am committed to coming to you. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to fly by the seat of my pants. I've got like literally 10 sentences written down. That's it. Usually I have a little bit bigger outline than that, but I don't write it verbatim. A lot of what I do comes directly from the heart in the moment. And it's like, this is what I have. Some of it research. Yes, I've looked it up, but today I want to hone in on your heart. I want you to listen to your body today. I know what it's like to ride the roller coaster of life when it comes to weight, when it comes to not feeling good in your own skin, when it comes to, gosh, I wish I was a different size in the department store or online. I wish I was a different number on the scale. I wish I was a different number in the doctor's office, meaning my height. I wish sometimes my life was just different. And then I think, wait a minute, but what have I gained from my life being the way it is? Because I may have all of those complaints and all of those concerns, and you can look at it however you want to. But in all honesty, I'm really blessed. No, maybe I'm not the size zero or size two. Who needs to be a goose egg their whole life? If you're a goose egg, that's awesome. Way to go. But I'm here to tell you that we are striving for the wrong things when it comes to healthy living. We want what we want fast, through the drive-through. We want to drive up, and in less than 3 minutes from the point where we enter the drive-through line to where we go pick up our food to where we drive out and we're back in traffic again, we want to be able to drop 20, 30 pounds. My friend, you know that's not possible. AI is awesome, but it's not going to help you lose weight. We can sit here and try every new drug under the sun. Have you seen the commercials? Have you seen how fast they're coming out? Now, I'm not saying they're not a good thing for some people, but why are we always looking for the quick fix? Is that a positive thing? Maybe to a degree, but what about longevity? What about your quality of life to the end of your life? Now, I don't want to get all quote unquote morbid or anything, but I want us to start looking at life the real way. You know, last night, guess what? I was up until after 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Why? Projects after projects. I have so many things happening. I cannot move fast enough. My mom's in town. Awesome. She's not the project that I'm working on, by the way. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, what's next? We worked on two rooms to get them done. They're not perfect, but man, I needed it done. And then what happens? Other things had to be pushed off, but that still meant that in the 24-hour period of time that I was up, and actually was extended past that, because I was up earlier, that I really needed to get other things done. I had no choice. So I just kept burning the midnight oil. And I just let my candlelight burn and burn and burn. But you see, I can only do that so long right now. I remember in the olden days in college, man, I could stay up 3, 4, 5 days straight. I kid you not. I did pretty well, even on test. Yes, I rocked it. I was a crazy woman. From the second semester of my freshman year, I took 20 hours or more every semester, including summer semesters. Now, I understand summer semesters, right, are equivalent less. So you take 20 hours and you make that equivalent into summer hours. Yeah, I took over that. Yeah, a little crazy, just a little bit. I know what it's like to live a chaotic life. I know what it's like to be pulled in all directions. But what happens when you're pulled in all directions with tubes and monitors and people yelling things above your head that you don't even know what's happening, but you know it's so chaotic in the moment that you just hope they understand everything because you're so out of it, you don't know. I'm talking about a hospital room. My friend, I don't ever want you to get to that. And if we don't start taking care of ourselves, who will? Seriously, your spouse won't. He may love you, she may love you, I'm sorry. But it's not their body. It's yours. You make the decision as to what you put in it. You make the decision on how you move. You make the decision as to what you want to feel like long term, what you want to feel like every day. So what is it going to take for us? And I say the us because really, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm asking myself too. What is it going to take for us to realize, you know what, as tempting as those wonderful nacho fries that are back at Taco Bell, I really don't need them. Oh, and that tasty shake at Freddy's. Oh, but let's go to the Olive Garden. Endless breadsticks and salad. How many people go for endless salad? That's all I got to say. That's it. Drop the mic. We're done. But endless breadsticks? Yeah, sign me up. How is that helping us? How is that getting you to where you want to be in your everyday? We've got to start asking ourselves, how do we reclaim our health? What do we need to do? Well, you know you got to take care of yourself first, because if you don't, no one else is going to. So I want to cover three things. Number one, you need to rest before you tire. Because if you don't rest before you tire, you will only be able to rest when you retire. Because you won't be doing anything when you retire. That's not living a life. Not a quality of life. Now, if you're wanting to go for quantity, okay, maybe you'll get an extra 5 years, but what if you could get an extra 15? How would that change your outlook every single day? That by knowing what you put in the mouth, you would gain an extra month of life. Now, no, I'm not saying that's a guarantee. I'm just saying, right? It's an example. Because when you start adding that up with every decision that you make, and that's just what you eat. What if for every mile you intentionally move, not that you walk every day. So if you're a 4 or 5 mile walker in your everyday, just what you do, that doesn't count. So you have to go above that, all right? But let's say you could, for every mile, you add 2 months to your life. I mean, you could make it a game. But what if that game was your reality? And no, I'm not trying to get all weird. And I know AI's out there. And if you don't know what that is, it's artificial intelligence. I'm not going down that road. But you see, when we're having conversations about robots and you've got human beings and you've got then, oh, well, you know, we can do this all with computers. They don't even have to be robots, but it's computers. And then you think, wait a minute, no one can pump blood like my heart can because it's my heart for me, just like your heart is for you. It was created for you. That heart is special for you. But if you don't take care of it, what happens is taken away. It doesn't work anymore. And if our science and our advancements and our technology can't get your heart working, what happens? We know what happens. We don't want to talk about it, I know. because it makes us uncomfortable. But with life comes death. With death comes life. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful thing. It is a weird thing to talk about. I know, because it makes us uneasy. And so that's why I want to tell you first, rest before you tire. And that's why I thought, you know what? I'm crazy right now. I've got so many projects, but I don't think of you as a project. You're my family. And so I want you to hear real raw, no editing, just me and you. Rest before you tire. Number two, you got to eat a balanced diet. Those nacho fries at Taco Bell, no, they are not a sponsor of this episode. Maybe they should be. I can't say I've had one. They do look delicious. Anything dumped and dipped in nacho cheese sauce is like, yeah, delicious. Add a little, you know, picante sauce and I'm all in. I love cheese. Cheese does not love me, but we'll leave that for another episode. So you've got to eat a balanced diet. What's right for you, for your body? If you ate some of those nacho fries and you had three of them and all of a sudden your stomach's going, maybe it's trying to tell you, don't eat those. It's killing me from the inside out. Now, I hope you're smiling right now. Because remember, you kind of out in the middle of like no man's land, you don't know really what's going on, but you hear all these words and things being shouted over you and tubes coming from all different directions. Yeah, that's called the hospital. You don't want to end up there. And it's not to scare you. It's called reality. Let me tell you, it's a reality check for me. When I look at my children and what they're doing, I am so proud of them. I look at what my husband's doing. I'm so proud of him. I look at what my extended family's doing. I am thrilled by all that they do and how they serve and how they love. And now I also have grandchildren coming. What a blessing. I want to see them grow up. As crazy as this world may get, I want to have influence over their life. And in order to do that, I have got to be healthy. Reclaim your health. So rest before you tire. Eat a balanced diet. And then finally, number three, move more than you sit. Right now, as I am recording this just for you, I am standing. Number one, that keeps my voice alive and energized. It doesn't sound like I'm sitting down, you know, talking and having this conversation with nobody. But I'm actually speaking to you right now. And you can feel that energy through the microphone, right? It's coming into your ears, into your body that says, you got this. You matter. So move more than you sit. Sitting is killing us. I love technology, but take a walk with it. Or put it down and do something else. But we've got to move more. Man, I've been really good. Okay, not at resting. I failed at that. But eating, I'm doing really good at eating. Moving, yeah, I'm moving, but I need to move more. And what I do, a lot of what I do is recording, right? With the TV show, I'm recording. I even sit on the TV show. In fact, we are revamping the studio right now. Literally, we are under construction. It is crazy. I mean, we've got paint, we've got screens, we've got lights, and it's all in my own home. Yeah, it's wild. So if you haven't seen it, come over, check us out. It probably will happen over the next couple of weeks, but you can watch our TV shows that we've had in the past. There's 17 episodes. So if you haven't seen them, come on over. Pray.com. It's awesome. That's the only place you can find them right now. We might be releasing them some other places, but right now that's where we are. So come on over there. But even in all of that, I'm not moving enough. You've got to rest, you've got to eat, and you've got to move. But you've got to do it right for your body. And you can't sit here and say, well, one of these days, I'll wait till Monday. Or wait, I'm going to start Thursday. Oh, wait, no, I got something going. Really? You don't have time for that. Because there's always going to be something in your way. Always. Start where you are right now. If you are on your way through a drive-thru, pick a different one. Go to a healthy one. Go get a smoothie that actually doesn't have as much sugar in it, meaning not a lot of fruits. You can have a little, but you don't need about 10 fruits in there. Say, I just want a banana, a little bit of strawberries, and that's it. Rest, give me protein. That would be a better shift than going and saying, I'll take that double Big Mac value meal that you get, like two Big Macs and two French fries, I think, and something else and something. I have no idea, but it's huge. It's huge, I tell you. You don't need that. It's not good for your body. We've got to start taking responsibility so we can reclaim our health. Because if we don't, we're going to be 6 feet under. You deserve more. Your family deserves more. God created you on purpose for a purpose. So why are you allowing yourself, seriously, think about this for a minute. Why are you giving yourself permission to fail without even trying? I don't care what the fads are out there. Do what you know is best. If your body does great with protein, then start eating protein. I'd really like you to eat protein and your carbohydrates and your fats together. Keep them as a combination. If you want a snack, have some apples and almonds. Delicious. If you're going to have carbs, make sure you combine it with a protein. However, if you're one who says, gosh, my body is just really sensitive to carbs, then have less. And the carbs you do have, make sure they're real. No added sugar anymore. You're brilliant. I don't need to remind you of all the things out there. But let me tell you, someone's going to. And you're going to have all these tubes coming out from you. You're going to have people yelling over your head, saying names. You're going to be sitting there going, I wish I would have listened on that day. You're not ready to see a bright light, my friend. God's got plans in store for you right here on earth that you can't even imagine. But you have got to do your job and take care of you so you can take care and love everybody else, your family, your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, your good close friends, your colleagues, your community. We've got to start looking at what matters in our life and stop looking always for the shortcuts. Because let me tell you, there's always a cost to shortcuts. So it's time to reclaim your health. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.